This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Russia's defense minister said Tuesday capturing the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut was important to launching offensive operations deeper into the region, while Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky pledged to keep fighting for Bakhmut. Russian defense chief Sergei Shoigu called Bakhmut an important defensive hub for Ukrainian forces as he spoke to military officials and said capturing it would allow Russian troops to push deep into Ukraine's defensive lines. In his nightly address Monday, Zelensky said his military commanders unanimously supported not withdrawing from Bakhmut, which has been the site of months of fierce fighting. But some military analysts question the wisdom of that decision. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
As Ukraine fighters continue their dogged defense there, some observers suggest a tactical withdrawal may already be underway. Michael Kaufman, the director of Russia Studies at the Cannes think tank in Arlington, says Ukraine's defense of Bakhmut has been effective because it's drained the Russian war effort, but that Kyiv should now look ahead. He argues the tenacious defense of Bakhmut achieved a great deal, but strategies can reach points of diminishing returns. And given Ukraine is trying to husband resources for an offensive, it could impede the success of a more important operation. Meanwhile, the Institute for the Study of War, a Washington-based think tank, says Kyiv's smartest option now may be to withdraw to positions that are easier to defend. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
During an unannounced visit to Iraq Tuesday, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said U.S. troops operating in the country are focused on supporting Iraqi forces and defeating the Islamic State group, locally known as Daesh.
Our defense cooperation against Daesh is a key pillar of our bilateral relationship. And the United States remains committed to this fight.
This is VOA News. Vice President Kamala Harris says the United States is working to mitigate the impacts of climate change because competition for diminishing resources can lead to instability. She spoke about the drought and climate change in the U.S. western state of Colorado. VOA correspondent Scott Stearns has that story.
The vice president came to Colorado at a time of deepening concern over water and the inability of regional states to agree to reduce demands on the Colorado River, where hydroelectric production downstream is threatened by prolonged drought. Vice President Harris told a community event in a Denver suburb that past federal policy did not sufficiently address conditions in western states.
Federal policy around extreme weather and extreme climate had taken into account historically tornadoes and hurricanes, but hey, let's also think about how we're dealing with drought and wildfires and bringing to bear a perspective from western states around how it impacts this region of the country a bit differently from other regions of the country.
Scott Stearns, VOA News, Arvada, Colorado.
Japan's space agency has intentionally destroyed an H-3 rocket moments after launch because the ignition for the second stage had failed. No damages or injuries were reported. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
An earlier H-3 launch was aborted due to a separate glitch. Tuesday's failure was a setback for Japan's space program and possibly for its missile detection program. The rocket was carrying an Earth observation satellite and an Emfert sensor developed to monitor missile activity. The H-3 rocket soared into the sky from the launch center in southern Japan as fans cheered, but it was later destroyed because the glitch meant it couldn't complete its mission. The Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency said the rocket was unsafe and had to be destroyed. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Nearly 60 years after one of the world's worst nuclear accidents, Spain has asked the United States to clean up tens of thousands of cubic meters of radioactive soil and bring to a close a controversial chapter of the Cold War. Madrid hopes that improved relations with Washington may make the U.S. honor a promise made in 2015 to cart off the contaminated soil. In 1966, a B-52 bomber carrying four hydrogen bombs collided with a refueling aircraft over the village of Palomares in southern Spain. While the bombs did not explode and nobody was killed, two of them released plutonium contaminating a 2-square-kilometer area. About 1,600 U.S. Air Force personnel were sent from a nearby base to clean up, but were issued with little protective gear while they spent weeks working in the remote country area. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This